Welcome to Practical, Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers practical approaches to presenting marketing data that actually drives decisions and gets stakeholder buy-in.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're talking about something that can make or break your credibility as a marketer: how to visually share your data with colleagues. It can be ironic. You may be able to run brilliant campaigns, but if you can't communicate your results effectively, nobody's going to understand or care. I've seen too many marketers lose the room because they threw up a spreadsheet with 17 columns of numbers. So let's talk about how to fix that. First, match your chart type to your story. If you're showing change over time, use a line graph. Comparing categories? Bar charts are your friend. Showing proportions of a whole? That's when pie charts make sense, though honestly, use them sparingly. A big mistake I see lots of people make is using the wrong visualization for their data type. A company once presented quarterly growth rates in a pie chart, thinking they'd show which quarter had the most impact. But as their sales fluctuated throughout the year, nobody could ultimately make sense of it. Second, dashboards are a great way to present information, but build yours with a hierarchy. Put your most important metric front and center, large and impossible to miss, then arrange supporting metrics around it. Think of it like a newspaper, headline first, then the details. I know of a marketing team that restructured their monthly dashboard this way. They put revenue impact at the top in huge numbers, then showed the contributing metrics like lead volume and conversion rates below. Suddenly, their executives actually engaged with the data instead of glazing over. Now, here's something crucial: striking the right balance between details and information overload. As a general rule, limit yourself to 3 to 5 key metrics per view. More than that, and you're just creating noise. Another good litmus test: make sure that every number you include should answer a specific question. If you can't explain why a metric matters in one sentence, cut it from your dashboard. As you start to build your visualizations, there's sometimes a tendency to overdesign what you're presenting. I've found scaling back your creativity, at least when it comes to colors, is usually the way to play it. Green for good, red for alerts, gray for context. Don't make everything bright and colorful just because you can. A dashboard I saw recently used 10 different colors, and it looked like a kindergarten art project. Stick to a simple palette that directs attention where you want it and leans on well-established norms. In this case, your goal isn't to dazzle with the presentation, but rather to inform. Don't lose sight of that fact. Here's another practical tip. Always include context. Show the comparison point where appropriate. Is that conversion rate good? Compared to what? Last month? Last year? Industry benchmark? A single number floating in space rarely tells anyone anything useful. Add a small comparison metric or a trend line to show whether you're moving in the right direction. And simple but important reminder: label everything clearly. Your axis labels, your metrics, your time periods. Don't make people guess what they're looking at. Write it out in plain language. That also means avoiding abbreviations. Don't use CTR. Spell out click-through rate. Even try to avoid Q3, and instead show July through September 2025. For your assignment this week, I'd like you to find a recent marketing report you either created or received, and let's use that as the basis for our exercise. Pick what you think is the most important metric presented, and ask yourself, what's the one thing people need to understand from this data? Then choose which chart type shows that story most clearly. Remove any extra elements that don't support that story. Think about colors, comparisons, and labels. We're just going to do this for one chart, but make it as perfect as you can. Thinking this through will pay big dividends as you present data in the future, no matter your audience. That's all for today's episode on marketing data visualization techniques. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll look forward to seeing you back here next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared practical approaches to presenting marketing data through effective chart selection, dashboard hierarchy, and strategic use of color and context. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with fellow professionals. And be sure to join us next time for more practical, actionable marketing insights.